Happiest day of the week, January 30th. The Sabbath of God. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. God's love has set a limit to the demands of toil. Over the Sabbath he places his merciful hand. In his own day he preserves for the family opportunity for communion with him, with nature, and with one another. The Sabbath and the family were alike instituted in Eden, and in God's purpose they are indissolubly linked together. On this day more than on any other, it is possible for us to live the life of Eden. It was God's plan for the members of the family to be associated in work and study, in worship and recreation. God's holy rest day was made for man, and acts of mercy are in perfect harmony with its intent. To relieve the afflicted, to comfort the sorrowing, is a labor of love that does honor to God's holy day. Since the Sabbath is the memorial of creative power, it is the day above all others when we should acquaint ourselves with God through His works. During a portion of the day, all should have an opportunity to be out of doors. How can children receive a more correct knowledge of God than in spending a portion of their time out of doors, not in play, but in company with their parents? Let their young minds be associated with God in the beautiful scenery of nature. As they view the beautiful things which He has created for the happiness of man, they will be led to regard Him as a tender, loving Father. As the character of God puts on the aspect of love, benevolence, beauty, and attraction, they are drawn to love Him. The Sabbath, oh! Make it the sweetest, the most blessed day of the whole week.